killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
What's up? Welcome to Decode. I am Nalzili.
And I am Danny.
And this week...
Okay. So, if you follow the news, there has been a claim made.
Very apparent claim.
They have found the Zodiac Killer. Now, this is actually the first episode we ever did on the show.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't listened to it, go back. Have a listen.
Yeah.
But apparently, they have found... him.
But you said in that episode that you'd like for them to find out who he is in our lifetime.
I said the ciphers.
Oh, okay.
It's more cool when he's unknown.
Okay.
And I realize that now, because when they said they found him, I actually felt really sad. I was like, no, I don't want them to find him. But you know, that made me think, right?
Yeah.
You know, this guy was probably alive when like the movies about him came out, and he's probably watching and being like,
what? That's not what happened.
Not what happened. So, the Zodiac Killer, basically, we're going to give you a brief summary from our previous show. And then we're going to say our theory. And then we're going to tell you this new theory. And
Then
I have some problems with the new theory. But it's fine. It's fine. We'll get there. Okay. So, just a brief recap. Okay. If you really want all the details, like I said, go listen to the show. But he began his killing spree on the 20th of December, 1968. Okay. And he even phoned in his first murder to, say it was him.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, then his last kill was on the 11th of October, 1969. So, it basically spanned over... just short of a year. Okay. There's a confirmed killing of 5 out of 7 attacks. Okay. Although he claimed to have killed 37 victims. Okay. He never struck with the same weapon. He never had the same victim pool. That's what made him so dangerous.
Yeah.
Was that because no one knew. It's not like girls with blonde hair and blue eyes are the targets. It could be anyone. I mean, he killed men, he killed women, he killed older people, he killed younger people, he stabbed some, he shot some.
Yeah.
So it was quite a thing back then, especially like in the 60s, where serial killers are kind of still a new concept.
Yeah.
Okay. But he was very famous for was his Zodiac ciphers. Okay. And along with these ciphers, he actually sent 23 letters to local newspapers. Among them were 4 ciphers. Okay, there were also pieces of clothing from victims. There were bomb diagrams. There were postcards. Okay, the ciphers were Z480, Z340, Z13, and Z32. The Z standing for Zodiac, and then the number being the number of characters. That were in each cipher. And I mean, if you look at them, it looks like gibberish.
Yeah.
I mean, circles, upside down triangles.
I believe he killed 37 because Amanda's detailed.
Too.
He knows what
okay.
he did.
Okay. Only to this day, out of the 4 ciphers, only 2 have been decoded.
Yeah.
Okay. And like I said in our previous show, I want to be alive when those other 2 are cracked. Because
yeah.
I want to know what they say. The first 2 are really whack.
Yeah.
Again, go listen to the show, because I'm not going to go into all of that now. But this is our theory, okay? So in the original episode, we had 4 suspects, but there were 2 main guys
if
I can say, that stood out for us as possible suspects for the Zodiac Killer. And the first one was Arthur Lee Allen. Do you want to tell us about Arthur, Nolene?
Mr. Arthur told his family he was going to Lake Berisier on the day of the Hartnell and Shepherd attack.
Yeah, that was one of the couples.
And he came covered in blood with a knife. A friend remembers Alan referring to himself as the Zodiac before the murders took place. When they searched his trailer, they found bits of animals and bloody knives and weird stuff.
Yeah.
He was in jail in 1974, and that's right when the letters stopped. And he boasted to an inmate about killing Paul Stein,
which was the cab driver.
Yeah, and then also identified one of the survivors.
Yeah, he was identified
by one of the survivors. And the only problem is that the man's didn't match the description.
But my thing with him, right, was that some of the first few murders, the Zodiac actually wore a mask.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we'll get to why that would make sense later with our theory. Okay,
yeah.
So he was our first main suspect. And actually, if you watch the film, The Zodiac, that was made in 2007 with Robert Downey Jr. This is the guy they place blame on at the end of the film. Okay, our other top suspects was Lawrence Kane, okay? He lived in the area of every single one of the attacks.
Yeah.
Okay? He also looked like the man who attacked Paul Stein, okay? He served in the Navy, which meant he had that
coding background,
yeah. Okay? He was in a car accident and had a brain injury, so he like had these like fits of rage that he couldn't ever control, okay? And he was even arrested for like prowling and weird things in 1961 and 1968, okay, and he was also abducted because there was one girl who was abducted with her baby,
yeah,
who then luckily escaped by, like, diving out the car. She identified Lawrence Kane.
Yeah.
So these are our two big suspects. So now we, guys, I was so proud of our theory.
Yeah, me too.
I full on thought we solved this, you
because
know.
Because we were like, these two basically worked together.
We basically,
but not together, together, then one stopped and then the other one.
Basically, yeah, they kind of like, just, no. Well, we'll get into
yeah.
it. We'll tell you what we think, because honestly, I really, really thought we had decoded this. But anyway, okay, so we said that Alan was the original Zodiac.
Yeah.
Okay? He was the one who wrote the letters. That's why it ended when he went to jail.
Yeah.
Okay? When he went to jail, okay, we then, well, not when he went to jail, but we think what he did was, because if you also look at the victim pool,
yeah,
it started off with couples,
yeah,
okay, and then it suddenly went to like random
people,
strangers,
yeah,
okay. Normally serial killers won't just
switch
because he's obviously killing couples for a reason,
mm.
Okay. They won't just switch randomly, just be like, oh, I don't feel like a couple today, like
yeah.
If that makes sense,
yeah.
So our theory went that he killed the first couples. And then when it went to the cab driver and the abduction, that was in Lawrence Kane.
Yeah.
But then we did have the question, why did then, Alan, take credit for, like, the Paul Stein murders or, like, write the letter?
Yeah.
To, well, my thought was either Lawrence had sent the letter about that murder. But the reason why I thought, well, Alan could have just also then boasted about killing Paul Stein is because, first of all, he's psychotic.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want someone else
to take credit.
He would yeah. be like, no, of course I did it.
Mm.
Be like, he doesn't want someone else in the, like, the spotlight. So
yeah.
I think that's why he would have taken ownership for it, okay? There's also the theory that they actually knew each other.
Yeah.
Okay, because, well, they were both in the military. So they
yeah.
also, that's another thing, is that they both had this coding background because it was still the time of, like, the Cold War and we've just come out of World War II.
Yeah.
That type of coding would have still probably been quite relevant in, like, training
mm.
and stuff like that. Okay. So there is evidence that there has been two other people. For example, in the first few letters, the Zodiac boasts about using concrete
yeah.
to cover up his fingerprints.
Yeah.
But in later letters, he then says, no, he leaves false fingerprints.
Yeah.
So is it two different people
yeah.
with, like, different methods? Maybe, like, Lawrence is like, I ain't putting concrete
on my fingers. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do that. Imagine it gets stuck under your nails.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. No, thank you. Okay. And another thing, right? So the murder of Paul Stein
yeah.
was, we knew the guy had the glasses
yeah.
because that's what the police dispatch called in.
Yeah.
But in the earlier murders when he was wearing like hood thing, he wasn't wearing glasses. And you said in our episode that it's the 60s, they don't wear glasses for fashion. He would
yeah.
have needed the glasses. So then in the first murders, how was he shooting straight without his glasses
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't.
But
also, why would you all of a sudden stop wearing your mask? Like,
exactly.
I'm just going to decide.
So, my honest thing is that they, like, I think Alan started and Lawrence kind of jumped on, which is pretty smart because, yeah, like, everyone's looking for him. I'll just tag along and claim that I'm doing it as well. Yeah. It's very, it's like hiding behind a serial killer for your crimes, okay? Another thing was they were both identified.
Yeah.
Okay? Alan was identified from one of the survivors from one of the couples, and Lawrence was identified by the woman who was abducted.
Yeah.
So that can't be a coincidence.
Yeah.
So that was our theory.
Which is correct.
Was that Alan started out and Lawrence joined in.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with the Zodiac. Yeah. But apparently we were very far-fetched according to these people. Please note, this theory has not been confirmed by the FBI. In fact, the case still remains open. They do not see it as the official solution to the case. So we're going to go through it. So, the people who have come and put forth this theory are called the Case Breakers.
Yeah.
That is their name.
With a name like that, though.
With
I don't
a
know
name like that, okay?
You.
And then it's a team of more than 40 former law enforcement investigators, journalists, and military intelligence officers, okay? And they even tackled mysteries like D.B. Cooper, which they still haven't solved. So then how did they sort of solve the Zodiac?
Exactly, and D.B. Cooper was less smart than the Zodiac. So, like, how on earth do you solve
I
Zodiac
feel like
if you can't solve D.B.?
Exactly, exactly, okay? The group believes that the killer was actually responsible for slaying people even away from San Francisco, because all the Zodiac killings happened in San Francisco. They yeah. also believe he committed murders away from the area, okay? And the Case Breakers have identified the Zodiac killer as Gary Francis Post.
He doesn't sorry. Even have, no, no, like, the no, Zodiac no. type
no,
of
no.
name.
No, no, I'm sorry. You're going to tell me that we're going to be like, oh, the Zodiac killer. Oh, yes, Gary. Absolutely
no.
not. Absolutely
no, thank you.
Absolutely not.
Stop it.
What? No. Like
Gary's
my,
just
my,
like...
My neighbor Gary. No, I'm sorry. It can't. It can't be that boring. No. I'm sorry. I don't like him. I don't like this theory, as you can clearly tell. Okay, and he passed away in 2018, which is also a problem because we actually can't then ask him if he's responsible.
Listen, people said that this Zodiac sketch looks like Ted Cruz, so at this point you're not even going
I saw a meme about that, because it was like the FBI it says FBI doesn't confirm that Gary Francis Post is the Zodiac killer, and then Ted Cruz commented, was like, oh no.
That's so funny.
I was laughing at that. Shame. That was quite funny. Okay, so yes, Mr. Gary is apparently our infamous Zodiac killer, okay? And can I tell you, I even went to this Case Breakers website.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, they're going to pull out the facts. They're going to pull out evidence. A paragraph.
One.
That is all they give for why they think Mr. Gary is this killer. I'm sorry. Where's the evidence?
Leave Gary alone, guys.
Back up your statements. I want the proof, okay? Apparently, they say they've uncovered new forensic evidence and photos from Post's darkroom, okay? And in this one photo, we see Gary's forehead, which apparently matches the stars on the Zodiac sketch. Sorry? So that's why we're going to say Mr. Gary was the murderer.
Mr. Gary has scars on his forehead, guys.
Sorry? That's what you're giving me as proof.
Wait, I have a scar on my forehead.
Merlin's the Zodiac 2.0, guys.
That is enough evidence these days to get you arrested, so.
I mean, sorry? I can't, guys. Guys, you're supposed to be...
I thought they were going to be like photos from his dark room of all the victims just after they were killed.
That's what I thought.
You know, there were blood. He took clothes from them. We found clothes. Guys.
But no, it's his scars. It's his scars, okay? Other clues apparently... what's it called? His name. His full name. Gary... What's it? Francis... Post, whatever it is, apparently it matches the number of letters in the one anagram. You know that one zodiac letter was like, my name is, and then it gave the little symbols.
Yeah.
Apparently it matches the number. The whole name matches.
Okay, but guys, did you crack the cipher?
Exactly. No, you didn't. No, you did not. Okay, apparently you needed Gary's full name to decipher some of his anagrams. But again, they haven't then given what the anagrams say.
Yeah.
So it's not being like, oh, you need Gary's name, and then be like, oh, here's what the other two ciphers say. They haven't said anything, and that's what's annoying me, is because they've kind of just like made this big announcement that Gary is the... I feel like it's so...
His poor kids are like, Dad!
It's so informal. I'm calling him Gary.
Yeah.
Mr. Post is the Zodiac Killer, but you haven't given us any of your evidence. You've kind of just given us, like, bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan of. Okay. I know we kind of just make up theories as we go.
Yeah, but it
sounds logical.
Yeah.
Okay. The team believes Post killed Sherry Joe Bates. Now, if you listen to our original episode, Sherry Joe Bates wasn't a confirmed victim of the Zodiac, but they believed he could have killed her because there was a postcard from where her murder took place. He sent one of his letters with the postcard. You remember that?
Yeah.
So they thought maybe it was him, but there was never actual any evidence to say that this was the Zodiac killer, okay? But you see, now this is where they now trying to pull in Post into... This is their main evidence. Their main evidence... For him being the Zodiac killer is not even with the confirmed Zodiac case.
Not at all.
It's with this other one that hasn't even been actually connected to the case, that it really could have just been some rando. Okay? So Bates was 18. Okay? And she was found dead in an alley in Riverside City College campus. Okay? And she was found after her father had phoned her to report that she was missing. Okay? The case breakers believe that Bates was the Zodiac's sixth victim, okay? And they even apparently tried to get the investigators to compare DNA found on her to Post's, but apparently they denied that, okay? And apparently, again, they don't provide the evidence, but apparently these case breakers got their hands on an FBI memo which says that Bates was a Zodiac victim. So if Bates was a Zodiac victim, wouldn't they have put that in the actual FBI file that you can find online? Because you can get it online.
Yeah.
So why then... Where's
people
the memo? Please,
sense.
Where's the memo? Show me the
but
memo.
But where's anything, guys?
Where's anything? Where's the forensic? This is what's making me... Show me how you cracked the cipher.
Yeah.
Show me the memo. Maybe... Don't give me a paragraph on your website. Oh, by the way, this is the Zodiac killer. Do you think that would hold up in court?
No. I think there's something against this man. I think one of them was, like, robbed or hurt by
man.
And they, like, let us frame him.
Okay, apparently Post received a medical checkup about 15 minutes from it was around 15 minutes away from Bates' murder scene, because apparently he had been shot.
Yeah.
So did Bates just carry a gun with her? This little 18-year-old college student carried a gun and shot the Zodiac.
Guys?
Are you serious? Guys, this makes me angry. Okay. Apparently, now Post was a painter. Apparently, at the crime scene, a watch was found with paint splatter on it.
Oh my stuffing word!
Can I see the watch? Okay. This is my thing. Please go and Google. Go to the Case Breaker website. It's literally, if you Google the Case Breakers, it comes up on Google, and you click on the link to the Zodiac one. I'm not even lying. A paragraph. A paragraph. I wrote more for that in my English test than they have given me here for flipping, you know, it makes me angry. Anyway, okay. In addition, apparently, there were these military boots prints that were at the crime scene of Bates. Okay, and apparently it matched the size and style of those found in the Zodiac as well as Post. Now, my thing was, they standard military boots.
Yeah.
Okay, so of course the Zodiac would have been wearing them. Post was also in the Air Force, so of course he would have. How many people were in the military?
Yeah, lots.
How many people had
our
those
two suspects
boots?
Were both in the
they
military.
They were also both in the military. Because it was criminally profiled that the Zodiac was most likely in the military.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you see, this is my thing, is it can all be taken apart. Their evidence can be taken apart. Even the FBI have been like, No, the investigation is still ongoing. Even if you phone into the San Francisco Police Department, they'd like, no, the investigation
is still ongoing.
Yeah. Okay. Then apparently, again, it's all apparently, a California woman who lived next door to Post and his wife says that she believes he is the Zodiac killer because of the evidence that they've collected so far.
She just wants clout. She wants
to be in the headlines, honestly. You.
Stop it, lady.
Okay. Her name is Gwen. She didn't give a last name. Okay. She used to babysit for Post and his wife. Okay. And she said that he was very controlling. He was very abusive towards his life. And this is a quote from her. She says, he lived a double life. As I'm an adult thinking back, it all kind of makes sense now. At the time when I was a teenager, I didn't put two and two together until I got older. It hit me full blown that Gary's the Zodiac. So now we're just going to trust her.
Mm. You're just going to trust her. The probably had a crush on him and then he didn't want her. And now
we're just going to sort of trust Miss, what's her name? Gwen.
Who doesn't even want to give us a second name.
Exactly. Of course he's Gwen, the Zodiac.
Right?
Of course he's the Zodiac. Sorry.
Gwen and Gary.
I mean, it's not like she saw him coming home in the mask or the Zodiac, because he used to also have like a Zodiac symbol on his chest.
Yeah.
He didn't come home like that.
Clothes that were filled with blood.
No, she didn't. He wasn't there
every night of the. Do you understand?
Exactly. Where's the evidence?
Gwen, why do you hate Mr. Post?
What did he do to you? How did he offend you? Okay. Apparently, according to an unidentifiable witness for the witness's protection, okay, he claimed that he escaped this criminal posse who was, like, headed up by Post, okay?
Oh, my word.
Okay. He apparently also witnessed that Post was burying weapons in the woods, okay? And another woman named Michelle, who was going to marry Post's, I think she did marry Post's sons, okay, claimed that she was a victim of harassment from Post and his so-called posse during the relationship, and they would damage her car, and there were other incidents, etc., etc., okay? So,
leader of a posse by day, Zodiac killer by night. Really?
I do agree, maybe he wasn't the greatest guy. Maybe he was abusive towards his wife. Maybe he didn't treat his daughter-in-law very well.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the 60s. They were not the greatest humans.
And he's the leader of a posse.
And he's the leader of the posse. Okay. So he might have been into some sketchy stuff, but that by no means gives evidence to be like, he's the Zodiac killer.
Yeah.
And then my other thing was, we always argued, is why did the Zodiac killer suddenly stop?
Yeah. Because Post has been alive. Post, he died in 2018, so.
Post has been alive. He's been out of prison.
Yeah.
Okay, and surely, I mean, I'm taking guess, someone like the Zodiac, he's sending letters to the cops. He's quite, he's pride. He's got pride. I mean,
yeah.
He thinks he's not going to get caught. I'm telling you, he would have kept a trophy.
Yeah.
He would have kept some evidence that he had committed these crimes. So, where are they?
You babysitter girl who was in the house the whole time. That's all. You just noticing weird behavior.
Okay. With this, apparently, new physical forensic evidence, which they have not given. Okay. And eyewitnesses, they have then now declared that Gary is the Zodiac. You see, I wouldn't have a problem if they provided me the evidence.
Yeah.
I want to see what forensic you have.
Yeah.
What, do you have DNA? Do you have bloody clothing? Do you have a knife that matches the wound? I don't know. Do you have
like a burial site behind his house where all the stuff has been?
Exactly.
Something.
Where's the evidence? Like I said, this guy would have kept trophies.
Yeah.
He was that type of killer. He was, I mean, for Pete's sakes, he sent like 30 odd letters to the newspapers. He thought he was on some other level, okay? And you're telling me he kept nothing from his time of killing. And you're also telling me he just suddenly stopped killing.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And, oh yeah, now you have Gary's name. Okay, well, can you now please tell me what do the ciphers say?
Yeah, because there's many guys that you guys have compared to the picture who are wearing glasses, which for me is just a lot.
No, but another thing is, right? Why were two ciphers cracked without needing his name?
Yeah.
So, why do we need his name for the other two?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. So that's my thing, is they made this big headline that this is the Zodiac, but the evidence is lacking.
Can't you, like, make it when you're ready to give the evidence over? And if you are about to make such an announcement, don't you first go to the FBI and go, listen, this is what we have. Wait, how did you guys get evidence? Doesn't this stuff stay with the FBI and stuff
like
that?
Well, I mean, they are, like, former forensic people. Maybe they, like, pulled some strings and stuff like that. But still, the fact that the FBI has been like, this is not enough to close the case.
Yeah.
You can't then go now claim that Mr. Gary is the Zodiac.
Sorry, Mr. Gary Post.
I honestly don't think it's him.
I think he might.
He could have been a bad guy. We don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he did kill Bates.
Yeah.
Because that was never confirmed to be the Zodiac killer. Yeah. Maybe he did kill Bates. Maybe he was just a horrible guy. But the evidence connecting him, I mean, the fact we have two other suspects that were identified by survivors and witnesses. But you're going to say now it's this man.
It's this poor man.
I'm sorry. Provide your forensic evidence.
Yeah.
Show me. I want to see now.
I believe more that it's Ted Cruz than I do believe that it's poor Mr. Gates. Leave the man alone.
If I'm being honest, I like our theory better.
Yeah.
I still would like to be alive when the last one is.
Can you imagine if decoded? Ted Cruz?
I'm sure that man is too young. How old is he? How old is Ted Cruz? Well, if we see how old he is, we can work out how old he was when the murders happened. Then we can see if it was him.
But this man strikes me as a lizard person. He's 50.
50.
Never mind, he was born in 1970.
Yeah, that's not happening. Cause, I mean,
but still, maybe.
Unless he was killing people from the womb. I don't think that's very. I don't know. Because, I mean, one of the reasons we also liked the possibility of it being Alan and stuff was like, because the killings and that stopped when he went to prison.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
And then it restarted again.
Serial killers also makes sense. Serial killers don't just stop.
Yeah.
They don't just go, oh, okay, I have no more urge to kill now.
Yeah.
Most of these people have mental whack.
And with Mr. Allen, the stuff that was found in his trailer house thing.
The fact that he had the day of the one murder, he told his family he was going to that lake and came back with bloody clothes and a knife. And that was, because like we said, the Zodiac switched up his weapons. That one was a stabbing.
Yeah.
Which makes sense then. So, I don't know. I do not believe that they have found the Zodiac.
Yeah.
I do not... Mr. Gary, we apologize on behalf of this...
Yes. Poor people that think it's you.
I'll stick to our theory. It's much more interesting. Although, like I said at the beginning, I find it much more cool when it remains a mystery.
Yeah.
I do want to know what the ciphers say, though, because I remember the one was whack.
But then we'll have his name if you know what the ciphers say.
He could never have... What if he didn't put his name? What if he lied about
Maybe,
that?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, no, but only the one had his name. The other one... I want the long one. There's another long, long, long one that hasn't been solved. I want to know what that says.
Yeah.
but...
For another week. No mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Jump and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at
/ActiveFM. ActiveFM.